Hi there, and welcome back to another podcast for English learners with me, Steve. Recently, we saw how to express regret starting a sentence with I wish and continuing with the past perfect. In this lesson, we will look at an alternative to using wish, but keeping the same meaning. But first, for more free content, material, and news of upcoming courses, follow the link in the description to join my newsletter. When you sign up, you will receive a copy of my free ebook with lots of useful tips and recommendations for English learners. See you inside. So, back to the lesson and expressing regret. Here are a couple of examples using wish. I wish I'd paid more attention to my teachers at school. I wish I'd gone up the Eiffel Tower when I was in Paris. So here we're using the construction I wish and I had, which is the past perfect, although I've used the contractions. I said I wish I'd in both cases. Okay, you could also use we wish we had, he wishes he had. Okay, and with the contraction, it's always better when speaking. Okay, now I said there is an alternative, and here it is. If only I'd paid more attention to my teachers at school. If only I'd gone up the Eiffel Tower when I was in Paris. So here we're substituting wish with if only. We're also still using the past perfect too. If only she hadn't been late for her interview, I'm sure she would have got the job. If only I'd filled the car up, we wouldn't have run out of petrol. Now notice the contractions there too for would have and wouldn't have. Now last time, I also mentioned that wish can be used with the past simple to talk about desire in the present time. For example, I wish I were a rich man. She wishes her family lived nearer. And he wishes his objectives were lower this year. Now, you can also use if only to express a desire as well. If only I had more money. If only they all lived closer. If only the objectives were lower this year. And also, in both cases, we can use wish and if only as short answers. For example, maybe we win the lottery this year. Yeah, I wish. Or, yeah, if only. Okay, so to summarize the use of wish and if only, we can use both of them to express the idea of regret as well as the idea of desire. Now, I'm going to have one more lesson on the subject of specifically regret. That one will be coming soon. So stay tuned for that one. And don't forget to head over to my website and sign up for the newsletter. And for now, I'm going to say go practice your English. You won't regret it. Take care. Cheers.